started.
Billy didn't share coffee for all of us.
Coffee for what? Oh, yeah, no, I'm too cheap.
That's good.
Right on 7 o'clock now.
Is it 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like to call to order this regular monthly meeting, Village of Chester, Wednesday, October 13th at 7 p.m. Zoom ID 935-442-9176. Password 301715. Are we all set on...
No. It's asking the host to give permission to record. I'm the host. No. I don't know.
When you get it recording?
Well, I hit record here. Ask. What the hell?
Maxine is... She was first on.
No, we're on, but we're not recording.
Is everybody okay? We move forward. We're recording on the tape recorder.
I'd rather wait and see if you can get it hooked up.
Well, I have to shut it all down.
All right, we'll take a brief hiatus here.
I think.
We get the computers working.
I don't believe this. And. It's a little slow responding. It's asking for all the passcodes and everything. Same thing. I don't know.
Ask Maxine, maybe.
Maxine, can you help us out?
Maybe she can hit record on hers.
She's...
Well, it says record in this computer, just a minute. Please ask the...
What's wrong with it?
Not recording.
Not recording?
Are you getting any video out of it?
Go ahead, you're an expert.
No, I'm not.
Let's see what my scenes have got or anything.
Please ask the host to give you permission to record. That's because Maxine must be the host.
That's what I was thinking.
Have to go without recording. We got the audio.
Close that down.
They already went all the way in.
That's the host, so Maxine must be the host then.
I'm not the host, so.
If I go to the Zoom page, I gotta go to the Zoom page.
If I hit record on this computer.
If you can hit it there, try it there.
What?
Try it on yours.
It says I have to ask the host to give you permission and then close.
And I'm identified as the host on Zoom. And we always use this one.
That's odd. Well, in which case, probably back to using your recorder. If there's something going on, you'll have to put your account.
People can still join.
Are we all okay to move forward just with our tape recorder?
We don't have much choice to.
They can still join in and see.
Yeah. Okay, let's move forward. We don't have any public forum, it appears to, so we'll move beyond that. Okay, or approval of the agenda and any additions to the agenda? Any of the commissioners have any additions?
I do. Long service award.
Where's that?
To an addition.
Okay. Long service award under new business or?
Yeah, I would say.
So we'll make that 5D.
That would be.
Wait a minute.
8D.
8D. Or 8C. There's nothing in C.
There's nothing in D either.
Yes, there will be in a minute. Under other business. New business, other business. So we'll put in, right now, we can put in this long service.
Long service award.
Okay. No, anybody else before I start? Waiting in here. Okay, under four. It's not showing the cow meeting minutes of October 6th.
And everybody's got a copy.
Yeah, that's 4B. Five, business arising. 5B. Can't read your writing.
RFP.
RFP. What's the AVAIT?
Audit.
Audit. That's a U, okay? So, I'll write it a little bit plainer. 5B would be the RFP audit. 5C would be RFP demolition windjammer motel. 6 would be the fire contract extension. That's 6C. 8 or 7 will be the asbestos report from the, well, it's still in your report.
Yes, yeah.
In 8, it's going to be 8B, village strategic plan, and C, long service award.
Okay, just one second. What is 8B now?
Village strategic plan. And I think everybody's got the new the package, latest and greatest. Okay. Need a motion to approve the agenda with the modifications. Nancy moved. Michael second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Approval of the agenda with the additions. So, 4, review and approve of minutes. The first ones is 4A, the regular meeting Wednesday, September 15. And that's 1 to 4 in your package.
I think it's a correction on page 4. Motion 21-119. It's just a typo to approve the demolition of the Windjammer property or Windjammer Motel by means of RFP with a closing date of October 13th rather than 15th.
13th. Okay, good.
Correction.
Yeah, you made the motion. Michael made the motion to approve the minutes with the correction. Second, please.
Second.
Nancy, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And then we move to B, 4B, which is the cow meeting, Wednesday, October 6, 2021. And. With that one, as you could see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Where's that? 5E. Same as the regular meeting minutes from last month. I just would like it noted in there that, again, I had reminded people, the commissioners, that the motion was that the fire hall committee is a committee and that it was to set up. The mandate entirely was to only design the fire hall.
Where are you, Joanne?
Are you in 5E?
Yeah. I would like that noted in those minutes and in these minutes as well.
You got that one, those notes there, Dennis?
Yeah.
For the change. Anybody else, any other pick off anything? I haven't signed them yet.
We gotta change them.
Yeah, I won't sign them.
No rush, Bill.
Okay, I'll need a motion. Michael, I'm gonna make a motion to accept the October 6th with changes.
That they be accepted as amended.
As amended. Seconder, please.
Sure.
Thank you, Martin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carried. All right. I'll take care of item 4. We're into item 5, which is business arising. And it's the HR committee. So we're after going to go into camera for that, or would you? Yeah, we've got to go into camera.
Motion.
Motion, please, to go into camera at 7:14.
So moved.
Motion by Michael, go into camera.
Second.
Martin, second. We're going to have to shut this down. Stop recording. Move to go back into regular session at 7:34 p.m. Michael move, Martin second.
Can do.
Thank you.
You gonna hit the record?
I did.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's recording.
I don't know what this thing's gonna do.
Maybe it'll work now. You never know. Okay.
I don't know what it's called.
So.
Okay, with respect to the pay scales, I move that the
is that Maxine coming in or somebody
else? Yeah, Maxine.
Okay.
I move that the commission consult with the accountant and or the lawyer to determine the correct figures for the pay scale, reflecting a 2%
but
annually across the board.
So, but also we have to figure out what if it's physical or
and
calendar.
Was there something else? I just got 2% annually.
2% annually, and we are going to sort out why, whether we're supposed to pay you on physical or calendar.
No, there's some dispute here.
Yeah.
Nancy thinks that it should be fiscal.
And
or fiscal
calendar.
Review rather than a calendar.
So we're, I'll contact Lake tomorrow. And
January 19th is almost
here.
Annual. Fiscal.
So,
doesn't
well,
matter.
Just one of the fiscal.
Yeah, it should be.
You just want to.
The fiscal year end.
You never had a job?
Apparently.
It goes by anniversary.
That's all right.
But that's okay.
Anyway, let's move on. Oh, need a.
Second.
Joanne made a motion. Need a seconder, please. So we can move on with this. Michael, second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Carrie, let's move on. We have the 5B, which is the RFP audit.
Okay, I got two in for the audit. I sent it to, you remember last time, I think I put in my report. I sent it to a bunch of companies. And we got Bellevue. And we got
Lawrence. That's the auditor, yeah?
Yeah.
And we got Lawrence come back again.
Yeah. So right now, all we're going to do is look at their record of the minutes, what their cost was, and then I'll look at the detail of the agreement to ensure that they're doing everything we ask them to. I didn't want to open ahead of time because I'd rather have somebody here. Now I got everybody here.
So Bellevue.
Yeah. Annual audit fees. They don't have a lump sum. We estimate total annual fees in the range of $9,500 based on what we currently know. $9,500.
Okay, that's Bellevue.
Yes, and then they have other things. This is what I have to look at in detail and clear. Yeah, they have it here.
Yeah.
And they estimate a partner time 5 hours, estimate a senior manager hours 35, and a junior member 30 hours. That's how much time they're giving us. But they do mention here Gail Wilson, The person in charge, she charges $265 an hour. That's Bellavere. And this is Lauren. More detail. Oh, I asked them to make three copies. Or more copies. Three, four.
Just read
five. Them. They don't need them all. I asked everybody to make more copies so that, you know, we could have more than one person look at it. His hourly rate for himself is $150 an hour. Total price, $7,500 plus HST. $7,500. We actually paid more because we called him for our committee and whatever, but he does probably include that. I'll have to look at it in detail. Yeah. Exactly what he did. So those are the two.
So you will come back with a recommendation?
Yeah, and I'll tell you what the difference is.
Yeah.
Okay.
For our next meeting?
Yeah.
Okay.
If I have to call him, we'll give him a call.
All right, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now we have the, I don't know how many back for the RFP, the Windjammer demolition.
Okay, for the demolition, I had two sent by email, so obviously I printed it off and took a look. The first one, CK Enterprises Limited, and they're out of Bedford, and their price was $46,640 plus HST. The other one was
46,640. Plus HST.
And the other one's for Hagen Demolition Limited.
Oh, yeah.
And I believe I looked in here, they're from New Glasgow. And Linnaeus, wherever that is, I saw somewhere in New Glasgow. And their price is $48,000 plus HST. And then I got one from Dexter. I don't want to cut through the paper. Dexter did it very short. $52,800.
Plus HST.
Yeah, plus HST.
So only four?
Pardon? Three.
That's all?
Three, yeah. I sent out
Ricky
13.
Ricky Snare never bothered?
No, I sent out, and I called them. I sent it out. I called everybody. Not interested.
Okay. So,
again,
we will probably, you're going to research it, make recommendations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Probably, if not next week, the week after, I'll call, you know, we can have a meeting, a special meeting to give it. And the next step, in my report, there's asbestos in the building. And I was talking to a local guy, Jeff Myra. He took samples, 12 samples in the building, and sent it out and got back the results, which I'll distribute later on in my report and talk about more of that.
Okay. Any other questions about that? No?
We'll wait for Dennis's report.
Yeah. That takes care of 5-6 correspondence. We have a letter sitting on 8 and 9 from the Chester Playhouse update.
Sprinkler system, eh? That's going to drive the cost.
That building is that large?
No, it's going to be considered now a new building, so you have to come up with the newest guidelines, newest bylaws.
Yeah.
No more grandfather clause.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yes and no. I can't hear you. Even though at the time that it went down, at the stage of construction that it was in, the sprinkler system may not have helped it.
But certainly into a fire starting upstairs in a place like that with the sprinkler system, it would have been a large, large advantage to save the building.
Yeah.
Did you not think?
I'm not even hearing what that mask on my deafness.
Okay, yeah, I'm with you. I'm right across.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, my one ear is not the best on this side. I'm an old age.
Mm-hmm.
That's my wife. I never reply to her.
Okay.
Well, she liked her.
So.
Just want to accept it as information. The best thing to do is just make a motion to accept it as information so they know you read it.
Somebody make a motion, please.
I'll do that. I'll make a motion to be accepted as information.
Seconder, please.
I'll second that.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. 6B is MOC sewer permit.
Now that I put in because
before
everything started coming down, and it sort of backfired. And I've been going around the windjammer through the whole place with Richard, and what has happened, it's being stalled because when you demolish a facility, you have to cap it, the sewer line, at the property line.
Mm-hmm.
However, Richard has in the agreement that he has that use of our sewer line for a year until he puts a new one in. However, right by the hotel in the corner, I do have the drawings if you do have any drawings, right in the corner of the hotel, there's a manhole. So I turned around and went back to the municipality waiting for them to reply. I said, can I cap the sewer line at the manhole going to the motel? Because we can open it up again with the rebuild. You know, there's no reason to start making all these sewer lines. And I would recommend just leave Richard alone. And once we build, he doesn't hurt anything there. I don't think we need the area where that sewer line is when you look at it, you know. So I'm waiting for the reply on that. I didn't pay the fee. I'm going like, I just got an email from them today asking about the property and do we own it? Well, we never got a deed. So I'm on the phone and on my computer saying to the lawyer, where's the deed, where's the deed? Well, Maxine comes in with the mail, there's the deed.
Mm.
So we got the deed. So we do own the property, it's been registered.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm just waiting for the municipality to tell me what's going on. But there's no rush in all this. I'd rather do it right because we have to now look at the asbestos. And in my report, I'd like to get a motion on what are we doing there? And when I pass off the information.
Well, okay, you talked about the sewer permit, which is still ongoing.
That's right, that's
okay.
Okay.
Okay, so let's move to 6C, fire contract extension, which we signed tonight.
You want to make a motion to say
to accept it?
Agrees.
Motion for what?
The fire service contract extension with the fire department and MOC to cover the area.
October 1st to December 31st.
Oh, okay. So what, motion to approve?
Yes.
Okay.
Extension.
So moved.
Seconder, please.
Can we do that without the fire department signing it yet?
Well, it's for us.
That's just us agreeing.
Okay, done. Yeah. Second.
Yeah, they have to agree to it.
All right.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay, I just wanted to say on that agreement, I was hoping to have last week. I've been by them. Lawyer John, where's the agreement? He said I'd have it by Tuesday. I didn't get it. He emailed him again. He said he'd have it by 4:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
He's busy, I guess. So there's no rush, but I'll keep on him. I'll keep on him. As soon as we get it, we could have a meeting, we'll have it distributed and then have a meeting to discuss it. You know, it'll be discussed and approved by the commission and then given to the fire department and the MOC.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, 7. Clerk Treasurer's report.
Okay, that's on page 12. And as you notice, the first paragraph I have, I mentioned about the property tax exemption. And the municipality raised theirs from $16,159 to $16,207. They administer it for us. They asked me if I wanted to increase it. I said, yeah, it's not much, but I'd rather have a motion from here to say extend, bump it up. It's not much.
No, it's not. So I'll make that motion.
Moved by Joanne, second by Michael. Re-property tax exemptions for the upcoming year.
Yep.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, and the other part of my information we have to know now. Maxine, 76 flower baskets for next year. We have to order by November 1st.
Get out of there.
That's the same thing. Pardon?
75.
75? I wrote down the wrong number. I thought we'd get one more for good luck. Okay, 75. So if you want to up it, do it now. There's the cost, what it would cost. Or leave it the same.
That's sufficient rain to about 75.
It's in the budget. It's been in the budget. So we know we can go with 75. Same thing with Christmas wreaths. They're on order already, and we put them up on November 11th. And the cost of the wreaths, how much it is, $24.52.
Okay. So it's $37.99.
That's for the flowers.
For the flowers. And then $24.52 for the wreaths.
And that includes, I believe that also includes the bulb that we get from the florist here. Bill?
Oh, sorry, Nancy.
I'm wondering if you want to limit the baskets ordered and use the money that you save to take a look at the hangers. And some of them are looking pretty shabby, and I would say they need to be taken down and spray painted to prolong their life.
Oh, I see what you mean. They were beefed up because some of them are breaking.
Yeah. Last year we did. Paul, I said, Paul, you got to fix it. Go fix it. You know, and there's money
so,
that wasn't enough money.
Did he paint them?
It was last year. My memory's not.
Some
so
were.
Good.
I think they were repaired.
Yeah, they were repaired.
They haven't been painted since they were put up.
Yeah.
And they have just deteriorated in the salt here.
All right. So they need to be painted.
So we could look at it. We could focus on that.
But I don't think that we should reduce the number of baskets that we have because people have asked for these extras.
Yeah.
So I would move that we approve the ordering of the 76, 76?
75.
75 flower baskets for next year.
And the wreaths?
I'll just do one motion, I guess, for both.
Joanne motioned for the 70, Michael seconded. All those in favor, please.
Aye.
Aye. No, I totally agree with the hangers. When you look at them, some of them are falling apart. Mm. Like some of them weren't built properly, and Paul took them down and fixed it. So.
Can I have a show of hands? Because I only heard two eyes.
Oh, sorry.
On two?
A lot.
Okay.
Thank you.
Abstained. Nancy, you abstain or are you voting for?
I think I'll abstain.
Why?
Okay.
For the reasons that I stated. Use the money saved to preserve the ones that are there or fix them.
Well, they're
how are you voting?
Two. I'm voting for it.
This is
okay,
this
then
is
then
the order.
That's carried.
No, it's carried.
This is the order.
Yeah, it's carried, but we still have to fix the hangers.
Yeah, we'll look at it.
That's just maintenance.
Yeah.
Okay, let's look at the wreaths.
Well, that's already done. That's a done deal.
Okay.
Right.
We already ordered them, and it's in the budget.
All right.
Both of those items are in the budget.
All right.
Okay. Like I say in my report, like when I wrote it, I had 10 RFPs for the demolition. It's down to, it was up to 13. Other items going on, if you notice the legal pool, they're going great guns there. They spent $12,000 on the inside of the wall. Now they're working on the outside, $31,000 for $43,365 total. And we are taking $45,000 out of the legal reserve to do that, okay, to do the repairs. Okay. And then, the other thing I had, you asked for, Nancy asked for copies of the financial. This is all the financial report. We just, thank you, sir. Hit the one button. Now this information is confidential, and we have to leave it here. We can't take it out.
Well.
Okay. So that's from April 1st to September 30th.
And we're supposed to look at this tonight.
Can we come back in and sit at the...
I thank you very much for doing this, Dennis, by the way.
But if we wanted to come in and sit at the table here and have a look at it?
During the day.
During the day.
Yeah.
We can't...
Yeah. Yeah. I wouldn't take it out. I wouldn't. No. No, it's not
no
a good idea.
Way to...
There's information in there that... Don't want the public. Okay, so that's done. The other thing I'm going to pass out is this. We have to make a decision on it. And I'll make a recommendation that the asbestos, and you can see the first cover page when he talks about asbestos, the standards that the government has when it comes to asbestos. And the second and third page is the actual identification of the asbestos. He took 12 samples on the first page. He says samples he submitted was 12. Number of phases analyzed, 15. And again, this is South Shore Environmental, Jeff. Mm-hmm. You know, I got his name from the municipality because I wanted to get it done right away. No sense in, you know, holding up demolition, but now it is going to be held up. So you can see on the second page where it shows asbestos, none detected, but then it shows on number two, I don't know if that's spelled right, cryo tile?
Crystallite?
Crystal tile, okay. And then there's none. But this information would be good for the demolition people. And I don't think you did. I did have here, you know, I'll pass circulate this around. This shows the sewer. Remember I was talking about it earlier? And it shows right here in the corner of the building where the manhole is. So if you haven't seen it, I'll just pass it around. That's what I sent to the municipality.
I think that it should be, that they would give you a favorable decision just to chop off the motel because they did it for the other one.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, and we still have to hear back on the tipping fees.
Yeah, well, you won't hear tipping fees probably until they know 100% that there's no asbestos.
Yeah. So that's asbestos report. What do you want to do? Would you like me to?
Can you
get
set up where?
Quotes?
Yeah, we're gonna have to get quotes, but it'd be nice when the time comes that the quotes come in.
Yeah.
That we get to talk to somebody. That this man.
Oh, yeah, he can do it himself.
Yeah, but whether he does it himself, I'd like to know.
Yeah.
Because I understand some of this stuff, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
So did he submit a price for this?
No, I asked him today. He said he had to go back and do some measurements.
Okay.
How big it is, because he has to calculate how much is going to go to the disposal site. And the disposal site, there's only three in Nova Scotia, one in Kentville, one in New Glasgow, Truro, and then there's somewhere else. Probably Cape Breton.
Did you say Kent? Kentville.
Kentville.
No, not Kentville. Kent Town.
Is it really?
Oh. Kent Town is just between Truro and New Glasgow.
Oh, okay.
That might be the one.
That's the one. Yeah. Yeah, there's three of them, so. Yeah.
Do you want another opinion from Jeff Corkum?
Yeah, well, I asked him for, give me an estimate of cost. And then I'm going to do the same thing with other people, say, hey, come take a look at the building, here's what I got, how much would you charge me to dispose of it? work with the contractor. Some of the demolition guys I spoke with said that they are qualified to dispose, tear out asbestos. So when I look at these that came back, say to them, hey, listen, I've got asbestos, you saw the building, here's the report, how much extra to take out the asbestos? I'll negotiate with them.
Yeah.
I'll get the best price I can. Okay? Other stuff on my report?
Yes, please.
I think on page 13, I can't even remember what it's about. It's a notice from Pat Myra that the council approved the request of the village of Chester to provide tax receipts for donations to the new fire hall and aerial truck purchase. And I spoke with them at the Dan and their finance person, Tom Tipping, what happens, they do it with a lot of organizations. They take the money, and you tell them, what you say, I'm going to donate for the fire truck or fire hall. They take it, put it in a separate bank account, and they give a tax receipt to the person.
But what happens if somebody gives debentures?
I have to follow up on that.
Okay.
Yeah. But once all the money's in the bank account, it's not released until, you know, you're ready to go proceed. We get a motion from council to say, okay, go ahead. Get the money and we can use it. So that's that.
And now do you pre-build expenses for the years?
No, you don't want, I don't think they want us to be dipping in like a regular bank account. And besides, when somebody donates money, it's for fire hall or for fire truck.
Yep.
I'm not gonna donate my $150,000 to, chew a little bit here, a little bit there.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
Good hand for Dennis.
Yeah.
$150,000. I love Dennis.
Try to get it. That's my wife.
We would put your name in fine print at the bottom of the plaque.
My wife won't even do a tombstone for me.
Very well.
She says I'm going to just be in ashes.
Yeah.
So that's my report. I don't know if I missed anything. I've been all over confused. Any questions?
Anybody got any questions for the... Okay, hearing silence. Silence is golden. I need a motion, please, for the clerk treasurer's report.
So moved.
Moved by Michael, second by Martin. All those in favor?
Aye.
Financial statements, page 14 and on.
14 to 22.
Yeah. And I did, if you look, page 18. And you see, Nancy, it has page 18 and 19, the checks that cleared. I used to just print off the ones that were.
Thank you.
Outstanding, but now it shows, cleared, but now it shows on page 19, you can see all the outstanding ones. And I printed it that way because it's a little bit, it's too long to go the other way, I kept missing it. You're welcome there. Anything else? That's it? Everything balances? We got money in the bank, and I'm not going to estimate, like you can see, end of September we had $282,000 in the bank, and as of September 30th I could apply for the HST rebate, which will be pretty substantial because we had, I don't know, it was $50,000 taxes on the land purchase, plus we usually get $40,000, so it's going to be pretty good. As soon as I get a chance, I'll sit down and submit that to the government so we can get the money back there. And also, every October, we get another money from the municipality taxes. So it'll be another $200,000 there from the municipality. So we're doing pretty good. You know.
This HST rebate is coming in, is that?
I have to apply for it.
Yeah, but when we get that, can that be used without without fear of doing something wrong. Like, is that our money to use since we've already spent it? This is coming back from it?
That money goes into our bank account.
Yeah.
And we only think we, anything in the bank account is according to the budget.
Okay. I guess what I'm getting at is we had enough money that without having to go to the government or without having to go to the people to buy the windjammer in our accounts.
To buy what?
The windjammer. In our accounts, we had that much money to buy it without having to go to the public.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
So this HS2, you've already had out of our accounts and paid this in.
Yeah.
So now it's coming back to us as the form of HSD.
Yeah.
Is that our money still, or does that have to go back into the, can we use that as we choose to?
No. You have to, it goes into the back into our bank account.
Yeah.
And we go by our budget. Hmm. Just because you got money, mm-hmm. it's been budgeted.
But can you use that HST money that's coming back, for example, to do the demolition?
I know what you mean. No. It has to go to the bank account. And I think we went through that last year. Remember, Nancy, you asked something like that, the auditor, and he says, no, that goes back there. It's not really money.
It's not new money.
Out and in.
Yeah. It just goes back to a general operation.
What? He wants to know. We can't use it for the dem. It's not surplus. We can't demo the building.
No. But I'll tell you, we do have enough money.
To demo?
I think so.
We just don't want to walk ourselves in trouble. We haven't budgeted for the demo.
That's right. We have to make a, once we know what the cost is, we can make a motion and I'll tell you if you do have enough money.
Okay.
It's tricky this year with COVID and, not a lot going on. But you got to remember too, like I haven't transferred the money, the $150,000 for the apparatus reserve. And also the money for $45,000 for the swimming pool repairs. When you start, the best time to start really looking at the year end when the auditor tells us how much is left. The fire department took the, $32,000 to repair the one vehicle. So it all adds up when you look at it. And like I say, come March, April, when the auditor's in and looks at it, he'll tell us exactly, okay, you got this much surplus.
Yep.
Put it into some reserve or...
Yeah, but we're going to have to budget demolition. That's my understanding.
Yeah. You can make a motion to do it.
My mask broke, so I'm going to have to slip back 6 feet.
Okay, so clerks, we had a motion on the clerks, and it's all done, so.
Financial,
need a motion on the financial.
So moved.
Moved by Michael, second by?
I'll second.
Joanne, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Fire chief, I believe everybody got an email from the chief.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
are you going to give a verbal? Okay.
It was worth it. So Chief Hills does send his regrets. Since the last report, CBFD has responded to 10 emergency dispatches, 3 fires, 2 motor vehicle collisions, 2 alarms, 1 investigation, 2 medicals. Engine 541 is currently dismantled at Ricky Schneier's shop on Route 12. Unfortunately, the repair was delayed due to an error in the parts from the supplier. It is expected to be back in operation this weekend, but will need to have alignment completed. The units also need additional repairs to pass safety inspection due at the end of the month, and those parts are also in order. 5 new SCBA have been delivered. These are capital purchases and part of a replacement program to upgrade 20-year-old units. Unlike the previous units, these units have a as long as you own it warranty. With regards to practice and training, CBFD has elected to return to virtual meeting platform during the current wave of the pandemic. We're very fortunate to host Hale Fire Pumps, IDEX Fire Safety here in the village, fully toured Atlanta, Canada, and demonstrated new fire pump apparatus technology, SAM. The SAM system is an integrated total water flow control system that manages the fire truck's pump. Regular training this past month was held at the Windjammer Motel. Crews trained in forced entry, chimney fires, and firefighter self-rescue rooms.
We've also held an additional separate training session at the motel, small groups of members, to practice rapid intervention techniques, knock and search and rescue drills. I can't stress enough how valuable the training has been for those members who have participated. The basic skills of donning and doffing PPE down to realizing just how tiring it is to rescue and drag a 50-kilogram mannequin and zero disability. Crews also got quite surprised during a wall breach scenario when they discovered the void was full of seaweed. With regards, Everett Hiltz, Fire Chief, Chester Volunteer Fire Department.
Thanks.
Did you see the seaweed?
Oh yeah, the walls are full of it. Nice sound dampening material.
Oh.
Did you hear a weed jump?
Oh yeah. All the tissue walls are full of it.
My old house in Liverpool was...
So if you're in the holistic thing, there's 55-year-old seaweed we can get you like a wind generator, just seasoned nicely like a scotch.
Can we sell it as adults?
Yep.
Gee, I didn't think that building was that old. But
or that the builder was that cheap to not provide insulation, but use...
Well, Mr. Hatt, when he built it, he probably just went down and raked stuff up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Everett. Thank you. Anyway, motion on Chief's report, please.
Yes, motion carried.
Motion by Martin, second by Martin Michael. All those in favor?
Aye.
Committee report. Nancy, do you know, get anything more update from last year, i.e., or last?
Last month? Week.
Last week.
Yes, we met on one day in September, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
No minutes, because what we were doing was...
looking at drawings.
Yeah. Making drawings using the CAD system.
Mm-hmm.
It's very preliminary. It will be changing. Bob will no longer be doing anything at this point, as he said that at our last meeting in September, I believe, that until the building is torn down, he's not doing anything.
Okay.
He has other things to fill his time.
Yeah, I respect that. So, okay. I think there's no other committees. So, we'll move on to that one. Okay, grant policy. I will be honest, I didn't look over this at all.
I thought you wrote it.
No, I didn't.
I've just started to go over it, so I would say that I would suggest a change to the mandate. Because it says the Village of Chester will provide financial assistance to all nonprofit organizations, groups, or individuals that contribute to the well-being and growth of the community. I think we should remove the word all.
All and will.
Will.
Will and all.
And change will to may.
Or will consider.
That's even better.
Where? In the first line?
Yeah, the Village of Chester will consider providing financial assistance to nonprofit organizations, removing the word all.
And I don't think the word groups or individuals is necessary.
Yeah, organization keeps it right.
Yeah.
I would suggest that we would not for profit organizations be in good standing with joint stocks.
I think it's important to have groups or individuals because we have been approached in the past, and I know the municipality has been approached in the past, for grants to individuals or groups who are not registered nonprofits. but maybe somebody who is representing the community or the school or something like that on, you know, going to the Olympics, we'll say.
I think we have to look at the MGA under the villages section, which allows us to give grants to promote tourism businesses and something else to not-for-profit groups.
Yeah, because
Dennis, can you dig into that?
If we go with Joanne, I can put a request in to fill my oil barrel.
Yeah.
You can put in a request if you want.
Exactly, with your idea, but I like Nancy's. I think Nancy's correct on that. It's a long time since I looked at that.
So you're talking about registered nonprofit.
She's correct.
So, we have to go down over this, Dennis?
No, you don't have to. You can
redo
it. Yeah, bring it back to what?
Some changes have to be made. So.
I don't know what they are. If somebody, if people would submit their changes,
you guys all up for that?
We can bring it back next meeting. This here came from a number of different communities I put together. So, you know. But you just tell me what you want.
Okay, we will.
Okay, good.
Come on. All right. Dennis, the Village 8B strategic plan.
Now, everybody got this email from Marilyn Hay.
Yeah.
And she attached the, from the last meeting we had with her, for everybody to review, and she mentions here in email, identify any activities highlighted in blue and or driving factors highlighted in orange, you know, and send any missing activities or driving forces to her by November 1st, and she can make the changes. This is the, everybody's seen it, what came from the first meeting and what we did, and she'll set up another meeting.
Okay, so
part two.
Where is it? November.
What?
I'm just looking at the stupid thing I got here called. I just would like to put a everybody agree on a date to respond back to Dennis, so we can pull it together and send it off to Marilyn.
I thought we were supposed to respond to Marilyn, or she wants it through you.
Yeah. No. Everybody can read their own and put it in.
Yeah.
Just send it to Marilyn.
Right.
Everybody got the email.
By the first of November.
Yeah.
By the first of November.
Yeah.
So if we choose to do it, great. If we choose not to do it,
that's right. It is. Yeah.
But the meeting would be set up
after we hear about it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I did call her and told her we forgot some items when we had the session. And I think it was, I said to her, oh, remember we talked about things that we need to be done? And I mentioned to Marilyn in the next day, I said, Lido pool, outdoor change room, remember? We never,
right.
That should be a priority and something in our strategic plan. And there was some other stuff. So I said to her, it should be in there. She should have it in there. So if you think of anything like I did,
okay.
Send it off to Marilyn. That's it.
Thank you. Now we got the the addition from Joanne Long Service Award.
Okay. So as you know, I attended the Nova Scotia Villages Association AGM. Mm-hmm. And prior to going, I got the information from Dennis about how long each commissioner has served. And so we'll start with Michael. This is an appreciation of your dedicated service of 10 years to the Village of Chester.
Thank you.
Is it only 10?
It's 11, but
yeah.
I thought you'd been here since Christ was a child.
And
before the automobile.
Yes.
5 years for Nancy.
Thank you.
Bill, 5 years for you.
Feels like 25 years.
Yeah.
And 5 for me.
Well, thank them very much.
Thank you, Joanne, for taking the initiative to do that.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. We all appreciate it.
I think it's important that people be recognized because it's a lot of time that people are putting in.
Okay, having said all that, we item 9, Commissioner Roundtable. Is there any? You want to have it before we close it down?
Any thoughts on hiring a PR for our upcoming expenditures with the new fire hall to get a spin on the positive things, you know, to the general public and getting it out there?
I think my opinion is that that's putting the cart before the horse. I think we need a design. Or at least
we need something.
Preliminary. We need something.
Does, with Bob backing out, is Jane still involved or no?
Jane and Bob are together.
Okay, so we either pick up the pace and get a design and hack it and whatever, but until we have, and he's doesn't want to get involved until the building's gone, that building might, as much as wishful thinking, would be the end of the month. We have asbestos to remove, and we have to have the money. And my understanding, we have to have budgeted money. So that may be a long time in the offing to down it. So what is the pleasure? You want to proceed? We have to, we really, I'm telling you, we're...
Can I just make a
please,
point? This
please.
Round table is just for each commissioner to express something that they want to bring up later or some concern.
Yeah.
It's not to, the discussion on hiring a PR would have to be brought up at a...
Regular
as agenda item
yeah.
with documentation, okay, how are we going to do this? So right now, it's just, everybody just express what they think.
Well, why don't we start with Joanne? Your initiative, was it not?
No.
The round table?
No. Well, no. Committee reports, that was what I asked for. But Dennis suggested round tables. So, does anybody? Okay, I'll go with mine.
All right.
There you go. And I will read this.
Thank you.
Thank you. You put the original there. So I have decided to offer for the vacant District 3 position on Chester Municipal Council. According to Section 18.1BA of the Nova Scotia Municipal Elections Act, a village commissioner is not eligible to be nominated for municipal council. I'm therefore resigning my role as commissioner for the Village of Chester, effective at the adjournment of this evening's meeting. I have been privileged to serve as a commissioner for now my third term, and I'm so grateful to have been entrusted by the electors of the Village of Chester to represent their best interests. If I'm elected to council to represent District 3, I pledge to continue my work to effectively represent the electors and to work collaboratively with municipal council and the Village Commission for the best interests of all. I encourage people who care about the future of the village to step up and put their name on the ballot to serve as a commissioner. Those considering doing so need to know that you can make a difference. Be bold. There's so much that can be done. Best wishes to all. Joanne.
Thank you, Joanne.
Thank you.
Do you want to post this on the website?
I wouldn't accept it.
That would throw a wrinkle in the pie, wouldn't it?
Motion to accept.
Let me just say, I would appreciate everybody's support. Unless you want me back.
I'm sorry that your roundtable discussion was of such import, because I'm going to follow it up with a little bit of something.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, I connected with the Art Center and the Playhouse executive, if you will, with regard to their interest in the use of the property on Center Street where the fire station is currently. And both groups thanked me, but said no thanks. We have other irons in the fire. So okay. That part's been done. I tried to reach those people who requested me to approach them, but haven't been able to yet. I will do that.
Well, we're not moving out of the village, and time marches on, so we're always here.
You want to put on the website, we can do it.
I think you should.
Yeah, okay.
Nobody has a problem with that? Well-written letter, right?
Thank you. And I'll look into by-election. I know the NGA says that if we have our next election within 6 months, that you don't have to have a by-election, but ours is like 8 months away. So the only other way, we hold a by-election for your seat, or we go to the minister and ask them, hey, can we extend it for 8 months?
Do that.
Yeah, either or, I'll look into it and get back to you.
Yeah.
Is this letter considered political support? And are we allowed to do that? Just asking.
How is it considered political?
It's a resignation.
Yeah.
Proves to everybody that she's resigned. That's the way I look at it. So everybody's been throwing spears at me lately, so
what the heck? Okay, is everybody turning in there?
Yeah, can I get your financial? Yeah. I need a motion to adjourn.
Yes, Michael. Guess what?
I'd like to make a motion to adjourn.
Thank you, sir.
October 13th.
Since you're the old man of the group.
You have me.
I do.
8:25?
Okay, thank you.
It is
8:25. Thank you.
There you go, sir. Yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you, Joanne.
Nominations are closed. Are they not for the military?
No, I
still have my 5-year one somewhere.
What's that?
I still have my 5-year one somewhere.
You do have it, do you?
No,
good.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I have
what's that?
One from a little bit before. I think I have another one of these somewhere.
Okay.
She's getting a second lumen.
Oh, really?
This one has more shafts and travels, so I can do more things.
Oh, better shafts.
Is this still 1 meter wide?